All right, it's Fairfield County Live and Local, presented by the Sono Collection. My name is John Kamal from 95.9 The Fox. My guest tonight, I actually saw perform live for the first time the better part of 10 years ago. And I intentionally kept that piece of information secret from her until this exact moment. It's Anna Pasternak, singer-songwriter, lives in L.A. or is based out of L.A. right now, but from Fairfield County originally, sort of, which we'll get into. Anna, thank you for being here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So, and I kind of kept that. So I interviewed Will Vega from The Acoustic about, oh my gosh, I want to say a week and a half ago, because The Acoustic's been in trouble. And I told him about the first night that I went in there, or the first couple nights that I went in there, you know, open mic and seeing Darian. And I said to him specifically, I was like, I saw Darian. I saw, you know, all the people from the Pocket Hotties before they were the Pocket Hotties. I saw, who's the girl with the violin? And then he said, oh yeah, Ada. And I was like, yeah, right. Her, I saw them. And it was incredible to see just all of this amazing talent around Fairfield. And I've gone into that, but it was serendipitous that a couple of days later, our mutual friend Drew Angus connected us.
Yeah.
Right.
Small world.
Very small world. Very small world. I also like that your email account is what is it? The girl with the violin, right?
No, it's Ada, the violin girl.
The violin girl. There it is.
Yeah. Do you want to know how that nickname came to be?
Is it because you play the violin?
Yes and no. yes.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do want to know.
But it came to be because I met a street musician in New York City about three or four years ago. 4 years ago, I think. And he travels the world with the piano. His name is Dotan, and his YouTube channel is Piano Around the World. So
he must be a very strong man.
He doesn't look like he's strong, but I guess he's kind of strong.
That was a travel the world with a piano joke. I'm so sorry. Continue.
Okay.
Terrible joke.
Okay. You get a pity laugh.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Anyway, so I met him on the street while he was playing piano, and I had my violin with me. So we did a street video, and it was filmed. You know, he had a guy there filming it. And he put it on YouTube, and it has 8.9 million views, which is insane. So, yeah, a lot of people, a lot of, like, my fan base is from that. But the point is, in the video, he calls me Violin Girl. So it kind of became a thing, because he was like, hey, Violin Girl. So a lot of the comments in the video were like, oh, Violin Girl. Does Violin Girl have her own YouTube channel? Oh, where can I, you know, Violin Girl is so talented, whatever. So it kind of like became a thing. So I was like, Violin Girl, I can make that my little trademark. So I made it my email address.
Makes sense. Out of the Violin Girl. So how did you, I mean, that's such a unique instrument, especially one to take and then be a singer-songwriter with. And the way you play it, you use that violin every single which way that you possibly can. How'd you get started playing that specific instrument?
I come from a family of musicians. So, when we immigrated to America from a particular country, which I'll leave as a surprise and I'll talk about it later, I guess.
Okay.
So my parents, because they're musicians, they put my brother and I into music school right away. You know, I was six, he was eight. We were in music school, you know, classical training. And so, yeah, they just decided that I will play the violin and my brother will play the cello. You know, it was no questions asked. You know, we do what our parents say.
Fair enough.
That's the type of culture I grew up with. So, yeah, my parents just put me with violin and I had really intense classical training from 6 to 16. It was like my whole life. So,
wow.
Yeah. So I guess I had no choice.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But how did you, I mean, like, when did you start writing your own songs on the violin?
Yes. Okay. That's very specific. I started writing my own songs at Berklee College of Music in Boston. Berklee completely changed my life. When I first got there, I was just a girl who played violin and didn't know what she wanted to do with her life.
So you just went for performance. You were thinking maybe being in an orchestra or something like that. Yourself as
no.
a solo artist hadn't like really been a thought yet.
That had never been a thought because I never thought I'd sing for anyone and I never thought I'd write a song.
Oh, wow.
But I also didn't want to be in an orchestra because I had dealt with excruciating pain from playing classical music. So I knew that also wasn't an option. So I didn't know what I wanted to do, actually. So I went in having no idea what I was going to do. I just, you know, I went in as a, you know, a young kid and I wanted to have fun and meet people and play music and, kind of figure it out. And I did. I dabbled in a lot of different things. I dabbled in music therapy, which was my original interest, actually, when applying for Berklee. I was interested in music therapy. So I took some music therapy courses. I took, I started getting into jazz a little bit. And I took some film scoring courses. And I just kind of liked it all. I did a little fiddle, like bluegrass. I liked it all, but it didn't quite feel like this is it until I started writing songs.
Really?
Yeah. So when I started writing songs, I was like, oh my God.
How,
heaven.
How long did that take?
It took to start writing songs.
Well, like until you realized like, oh, this is something that I want to try.
Well, that was never a thought because, I never tried it. It just came out. It just happened. Really? Yep. I never had the thought. I never in a million years thought I would write a song. Like literally, it's like me, like, you know, going up to the moon. It's something I ever thought about. So yeah, it was just jamming, playing violin with different musicians, different people from all over the world at Berklee. It was really fun. So, by doing all that jamming and being surrounded by all that talent at a music school, I started to improvise. So I just naturally started to like learn to play by ear and kind of come up with my own melodies. And so my first love was really improvisation when I learned that I could do that. And I was very passionate about it, you know, just being in a room with some like incredible musicians from all over the world, you know, maybe smoking a little ganja here and there.
maybe,
you know, just saying. Legalize that shit.
Okay. That's not like that's never been the X factor in creativity before.
Never.
I love that. Well, that's so cool, especially that it came out of improvisation. Because I mean, I feel like you know, the old story is, oh yeah, I played guitar and then I had cowboy chords and then I started kind of, you know, writing some songs and then I got into, you know, some more theory stuff and into some like improv stuff later on. You almost kind of did the reverse of what is looked at as the cliche.
Yeah, it's interesting. It really like it shocked me. It surprised me because I had no idea, no plans of it, no thoughts of it. And I was actually to continue the story and it gets even more interesting. Ooh. So I was just, you know, I was jamming with people, improvising, but I still had never written a song. Like I was like, that's not, those are for songwriters. I'm just a musician who jams. It's different. Yeah. Okay, so at the time I was my first like serious boyfriend was in college at Berklee. And he was an awesome songwriter. And I'd always be like, how do you write songs? Like, they're catchy and they're great. Like, how do people do that? Is it just something you're born with? Or he was like, I don't know, it just happens. I'm like, that's cool. And I didn't even think like that was ever going to be an option for me. I think I tried one time and I was like, okay, so let me take a piece of paper and pen. And I was like, love. It's cool. Ooh. Like, I don't know what to write. Like,
love is cool.
Love is cool. Or you know, a lamp. I don't know. I love lamp.
Totally. Totally.
I didn't know what to say. So whatever. You know, I was with him for a year and a half and he was my first love. So after we broke up, I was really sad. A couple months had passed after we broke up and I was like starting to heal, but still kind of like sad and like wondering like, should I not have broken up with him? I miss him, all this stuff, you know, after your first love. And one day I woke up in the Berklee College of Music. I woke up in the morning in my dorm room and it was a beautiful day in Boston. It was sunny and gorgeous outside. And I looked out the window and I was just like, it's a beautiful day. Even though my heart is broken, it's a beautiful day. Even though you're not here. And I was like, what song is who? Oh my God.
Wow.
Is that coming from me? From here? From me? What? Wow. It was just like this moment that I'll never forget.
So it was that organic.
It was so freaking organic.
Like, yeah.
It was really threw me off guard. I didn't expect to write a song that day, but I did. I called my buddy, I called my songwriting buddy, Chris, and I was like, come over now. And I sang that to him. I was like, that's pretty, right? What is that? And he's like, I mean, you're writing a song, I think. I'm like, okay, what do I do now? He's like, let's finish it. So he sat down at the piano and we finished the song. And then the next day I wrote another song, and the next day I wrote another song and blah, blah, blah. So thank you, Brian.
That's great. Wow.
So that's really how I started writing songs. They just started coming out of me after this breakup situation. Crazy.
Well, so, I mean, and I, I want to talk a little bit about the family, about your family connection, because you have these awesome live streams that you've been doing on Facebook. But since we're on the songwriting thing, I mean, you know, just listening to the material that you sent me, other stuff of yours that I've seen, I notice a general theme of self-improvement. Self-growth is definitely a big theme, but also of ambition. Which is, you know, something that I love, you know, being a musician myself, and someone who really went after it when I was in my 20s. I know that feeling. Like, I mean, you know, the song Waiting that we're going to play of yours tonight. Yep. Thank you for writing that chorus, because I paid to play at Webster Underground so many times in my late teens and early 20s.
Yeah.
And I will never do that again. And you wrote a song about it.
Neither will I. High five.
Yes. High five. But so how does your ambition factor into your creative process?
I mean, I sometimes have to force myself to be optimistic and ambitious, because naturally I think as human beings, we get lazy and we listen to the thoughts inside our minds and we get insecure and, you know, we'd want to give up. Naturally, I think we have those thoughts. But sometimes I just like force myself to do something I don't want to do. And it, you know, it could be a little thing. It could be like, I'm having a bad day and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go for a walk. Hmm. I'm going to put on some sneakers and go for a walk. And it turns out to be a beautiful day. And then my mood, it shifts my mood, you know, or you know what? I'm just feeling anxious right now. I'm going to take a cold shower and just smile or call a friend, you know, whatever. I don't know if I'm answering the question yet, but, also,
I think
really,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Well, because I hear, you know, the narrator in your songs constantly say, I mean, like you just said, I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna take a walk. I'm gonna do something about the negative mood that I'm in. You know, I mean, I think in Perfectly Imperfect, you talk about, you know, I'm gonna. I have to paraphrase because I don't have your lyrics memorized yet.
You haven't memorized every lyric?
I will soon. But you know, I'm working on this. I'm working on liking myself more. I'm doing this. You know, I mean, you have your perspective as a songwriter has a clear goal to it, and yeah. I think that's something that I connected with, at least personally.
That's great. That makes me happy. Yeah, I mean, that's really why I make music. I guess that's why I make it for myself, but I think that's why I share it.
Well said.
And one of my goals for the future and for the present is to share more music, because I've written a lot of songs and I've only shared like a very small percentage of them, and I don't know why. Maybe it's that voice inside my head, but I want to start sharing more music because I know it connects with some people, which is great, which is a beautiful thing, and that's the best thing about art, you know, it connects with somebody.
Yeah. And so, for people who are just tuning in, by the way, I'm talking to Atta Pasternak. She's a singer-songwriter based in L.A., grew up in Fairfield County. If you're interested in the songs that we are talking about, you're going to hear three of them at 9 p.m. on 95.9 The Fox. But before we get to all of that, I mentioned your family before. And one of the this whole corona thing has exploded live streaming in a big way. But you kind of bring us inside your experience of, you know, you're staying at your parents right now. I know you said you're going back to LA very soon, but for right now you're staying with your parents and your mom and dad and your brother. You're all this family of musicians. And you mentioned before that your parents had you in music school from a young age. You also mentioned that you emigrated. Where'd your family come from? Immigrated.
We immigrated from the Soviet Union. We immigrated from Moscow. And my brother and I were born in Moscow, although my mom is originally from Kyrgyzstan, Central Asia. Okay. So, but she met my dad in Moscow, and that's where my brother and I were born. So
right on.
We immigrated to New York City.
How old were you?
I was six.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. All right. So you've got clear memories of that move.
It's so crazy that you asked that. that you asked that, because I have zero memory of that move. Zero.
Interesting.
None. It's like it's complete block. I don't remember.
Do you have anything from living in Russia, or is it just, or does life start in New York City at age six?
I remember my grandma, my dad's mom, who she didn't immigrate with us. She stayed in Moscow. I remember her. And I remember the apartment we lived in a little bit, very vague. You know, I remember maybe a couple of my mom's friends, vaguely, not much. not much. I retain the language because kids at that age do, especially if you hear it and you practice it. But I don't really remember that much from Russia. I don't really remember much from New York City either. We lived there for 2 years when we immigrated before moving to Connecticut.
Okay.
I remember some stuff, but I don't think I have the best memory in the world. Because there's a lot of things that, I mean.
Well, that's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot at a young age. That's a lot of major, you know, not only, you know, landscape, but also cultural change too. So I kind of get that.
Yeah, I think maybe I was shocked, you know, different language, different people, different house. I think it was all just maybe shocking for me at that age. So maybe that's why I don't remember it.
Definitely. But I mean, to get back to these live streams, it's so cool because your mom, your dad, your brother, they're all fantastic musicians and you guys play a really eclectic, cool mix of different stuff. I mean, like I was watching the one today and actually I posted it up for people who follow 95.9 The Fox. I posted that today. And I heard, I think in the beginning, something that sounded like a Russian folk song or something like that, into Bridge Over Troubled Water, into Waiting, I believe, which is a song that you're gonna hear tonight. So there's, I mean, how do you guys decide what you're gonna play?
Okay, so for the first, I've been quarantined here since March. So for the first maybe like 5 or 6 Sundays, the show on Sunday afternoons that I decided to do with my family, we had specific themes. I would just come up with themes, or my parents would come up with an idea. So we did, you know, we did Disney music, we did my original music, we did music for movies, we did Broadway tunes, we did Russian music. So we'd have a theme, and then I decided to do a show dedicated to requests. So just taking people requests, which is fun, but it can get overwhelming.
I'd imagine.
Because a lot of times we wouldn't know the request. So then people would email me, be like, can you learn the song? And I ended up like learning a lot of songs I didn't know, which is fun, but it's like, I'm doing this for free. So exactly. Send me a tip, you know?
There's the rub with live stream. That's the problem.
Yeah. So I'm in the process of coming up with a way for me to maybe do like a monthly Zoom concert for my patrons. So people like who actually like support me in that way. Nice. I'm still coming up with the logistics of it, but I think I'm gonna start doing less Instagram lives and more Zoom concerts.
Well, and so because I mean the show's coming up in just a couple of minutes, and I do want people to be able to check out your music. But what do you have coming up now? I mean, you know, you said that you're heading back to LA pretty soon. What does the future hold?
I plan on just recording as much as possible. Okay. Yeah, that's going to be my focus. As soon as I get back to LA, I mean, even right now I'm doing a little bit of recording, but,
And actually it's funny you bring that up, cause we have a question from Jaden. Do you produce yourself and if so, how did you learn to produce? But I guess I mean more importantly for the topic though, do you produce yourself or do you go through someone else?
That's a great question. I at least co-produce everything I've ever made.
Nice.
And sometimes I produce it myself. Yeah. I mean, I usually work with an engineer who like pushes the buttons and he helps me record it. And you know, a lot of the times they'll say like, oh, maybe try this or try this. But you know, I do my own my own vocal harmonies. I come up with most, you know, 99% of my violin things. And I do a lot of most of the writing, sometimes all of the writing. It depends. I mean, a lot of the stuff is collaboration. So actually, let me see, which all three songs that you guys are going to hear in just a couple minutes are collaborations with Keith Perry, who's a wonderful engineer and producer. So, yeah, we wrote the songs together. And we produced them together and he recorded them and mixed them. So it's a collaboration. I don't want to take credit for everything that, you know, has been recorded. But I am in the process of learning how to record myself so that I could be self-sufficient and I can, you know, fully produce and fully record myself on my own without any help. But it's also really fun to collaborate. So,
right. I mean, listen, it would definitely give you the edge.
Yeah.
And we do have the show coming up in just a couple of minutes. We're in a commercial break on the Fox right now, and then we're going to be going right into Fairfield County live and local at close to 9 p.m. on the Fox, running a little bit early. But you're going to hear three songs in a row from Otto Pasternak. You know, what can you leave us with? What else are you thinking?
I mean, I have a lot of music that I'm going to be releasing in the near future. And I would love everybody watching to join my mailing list at autopasternak.com. It's just my name, autopasternak.com. I'd love for you guys to join. Just put your email. That way, when I release new music or have a virtual concert or go on tour, hopefully in the near future, I'll be able to send you guys an email and notify you about it. So I would love for you to stay in touch with me that way through my email. And yeah, follow me on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. I have music on Spotify and Apple Music and Amazon and all that stuff. So yeah, thank you for listening. Thanks for having me. And you know, let's just stay in touch and keep creating.
Absolutely. And thank you for being here. And starting right now is Fairfield County Live and Local on 95.9 The Fox. You can tune in right now. If you live in Fairfield County, go to 95.9 FM. And if you live outside of our signal, 959thefox.com. You can stream directly to your phone, to your computer, anywhere you are. It's starting right now. Check it out. Ada, thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thanks for having me.